Two U.S. destroyers will be conducting maritime exercises with naval ships from Japan and South Korea over the next 2 days. The exercises come amid heightened concerns over a possible missile test by North Korea as it marks the 85th anniversary of its army. For more, we turn to the KCBS 8x8 Newsline and talk with Bill Richardson, former New Mexico governor and former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
So how tense are things?
Well, things are very tense. North Korea has been the most hostile I've ever seen. I've been dealing with them for years. Their military maneuvers, their missile tests, their nuclear tests, that apparently they're conducting some very large artillery, long-range artillery shells. So it's very tense. And then you've got the United States, I think, appropriately working with South Korea, working to protect our allies, we've got 30,000 American troops in South Korea, 50,000 in Japan. It's a very tense situation. What appears to be happening, which is positive, is China is helping to try to defuse the situation. That's what it appears. I don't have the latest information.
So let's talk a little about what might have changed in the last few years in North Korea. What seems to have led to this ramping up of a program that some now say could have them with several dozen nuclear warheads in their arsenal very soon?
Well, we could always, the United States, the surrounding countries, with the Kim Jong-un's father and his grandfather, you could always sort of defuse the situation. You'd go to the brig, have a lot of tension, Americans detained, we'd get them out. But with this young man, he's totally unpredictable. Nobody knows where he's coming from, what his goals are. He seems to be internally very concerned about his own status. You know, he goes after his own family, his own staff. So that's the big change. And the second big change is I don't think they're willing to make a deal to curb their nuclear weapons. That's what's made the situation a lot more difficult. The positive side is that maybe China has finally realized they've got to lean on North Korea. They have a lot of leverage over North Korea, but maybe they've had enough incentives, or maybe they're so disturbed by the instability in the peninsula that they're acting, they're doing something. But I don't have the latest information.
But China doesn't want to look like they're having their arm twisted or being forced into doing anything.
That's right. You know, Asians, they always want to save face. They don't want to look like they're being pressured. But China realizes that unless they cool down North Korea, there could be incredible tension in the peninsula. China wants to be the geopolitical leader of the peninsula. And with all this tension and possible refugees leaving North Korea going into China because they're on the border, they want to tamp things down. But what we shouldn't forget is that there are three Americans detained in North Korea right now. One Canadian, by the way. So that's four individuals that we really care about bringing home. And one of them, Otto Warmbier, I've been working to try to get him out from Ohio, a young man. He stole a political banner. Possibly these humanitarian negotiations on the individuals, on the Americans, might lead. I've urged the administration to consider pushing those humanitarian negotiations. That might lead to a dialogue of some kind. But, you know, who knows? The Trump people don't listen to me. I'm a Democrat. So,
last question for you. How worrisome is it when you hear that the North Koreans see Libya as a kind of roadmap, that when Gaddafi backed away from a nuclear program, that was the beginning of the end?
Well, they probably see that. And they see that, you know, Gaddafi gave up his nuclear weapons and look where he ended up. Now, I think this was in the U.S. interest, what happened with Libya. But North Korea sees that situation. They see the negotiations with Iran that, by the way, doesn't have nuclear weapons. But and the nuclear agreement seems to be working with them. And they say, well, you know, our big card are nuclear weapons. But the North Koreans always do this. They always ramp everything up till the very end. Their big card is that they have nuclear weapons, and what should concern us besides that is that pretty soon they're going to have long-range missiles that, you know, could maybe get to you guys. You're at the West Coast. I hope not. I don't think they'll get to that stage. But, you know, that's what they're aiming for, and that's what they're threatening. You know, they love this bluster. So you got to cool things down. I hope the Trump administration cools things down. I mean, all this military talk, all this enormous pressure, military activity, diplomacy needs to happen. We need to have a dialogue. We need to make a deal with them and China. Let China be the mediator here, because this is a very serious situation. This Korean Peninsula is very important to all, and we've got Americans there. We've got our allies in Japan and in South Korea. We have to defend each other. So, you know, you don't want a miscalculation, a situation where there is a miscalculation and the tinderbox explodes and, you know, we're at a little conventional war. We don't want that.
Ambassador Richardson, thanks for your time this morning. Bill Richardson, the former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations.